Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel filed another emergency relief on behalf of California churches at the Court of Appeals. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
So, Matt, this is the third time we've asked the Ninth Circuit for an appeal.
That's right. The third time for an emergency injunction pending appeal. That's what we've asked for. We've already done two. We've not gotten the two at the Ninth Circuit, but we got them reversed at the Supreme Court twice.
Right. We got the total ban dropped, but we still have a 25% cap and a 50% cap in various areas throughout the state.
Yeah, they've got this so-called four-tier system. And if you kind of imagine this system as columns, tier one, tier two, tier three, tier four, tiers one and two have 25% capacity of your building cap on places of worship. Tiers 3 and 4 have a 50% cap. In other words, churches never come out of a percentage cap. Over the top of that, kind of imagine going across all four tiers, about 100 or so different categories that don't have any restriction. In other words, they're completely outside of those tiers. They have no restriction, and they've never had restriction. They've been considered essential or critical services. And those are a lot of things, such as your warehouses, your stores such as Walmart, Kmart, your big box centers, your liquor stores, your abortion clinics, and much, much more.
It's a long list.
So that goes across the top. They're not in any category because they're completely exempt, no matter what category you're looking at. They're just not in any category.
But not churches.
Then when you go into the individual categories, there are some new entities, new things that are not part of that totally exempt, but they're in the categories. And those actually have better treatment. In other words, they don't have the same percentage cap. They have a higher ability. They either, when they get to tiers three or four, they have no capacity restriction, yet churches are still limited to 50%. Or when they're in tiers one and two with a 25%, they may have a 50% or more capacity. So they have double capacity, and yet churches are still limited. So no matter how you slice this, every single category continues to discriminate against churches.
And, you know, I guess at this point you can go into a bank and sing, but you can't go into a church and sing.
Yeah, and from July the 6th, 2021, there's been a total ban on singing and chanting up until mid-February of 2021. So I should say from July 6th, 2020, not 2021, 2020, until mid-February 2021, a total ban on singing and chanting if you're in a church.
And now it's been, what, two Palm Sundays, two Easters, two holy seasons that they've had these restrictions.
Yeah, they modified it in mid-February after we struck down the total ban on worship in Tier 1 at the Supreme Court. So they modified it. So now I believe you can have up to a small group of people on stage. You still can't sing or chant in the congregation. You can have a small group on stage. But listen to this. From July 6, 2020, until mid-February 2021, if you're a priest that chants, or a rabbi, cantors, what do rabbis do? They chant the scriptures. That was banned. A single individual could not sing or chant. So that means a cantor at a synagogue, a priest, you could not have responsive readings where the pastor would read a particular part of a scripture or a creed and the congregation responds. In fact, you still can't do that because the congregation is still prohibited. But from that time to the present, whether it's a total ban or whether you can have a few crumbs on stage to sing now, but not the congregation, the Hollywood music, entertainment, and TV production industry have been exempt.
And follow the money, please.
Yeah. So,
and in the meantime, you know, these churches continue to accumulate massive fines.
I spoke to a pastor in San Jose, California, at a Calvary Chapel church on Good Friday. And his church has been fined, at the time, $2.9 million.
Million.
Mm. And obviously, after Easter, that fine increased. So he gets fined these enormous fines for every time the church meets.
Unbelievable.
And so these restrictions are still unconstitutional. Every single tier is unconstitutional. And the singing and chanting restriction is unconstitutional because they've exempted the movies. So if you want to make a movie, you can sing and chant. If you want to do a entertainment or you want to do a TV program, you can sing and chant. So the chorister, for example, even when there was a total ban, your chorister who goes to a particular church can go and make a TV or entertainment or music program and could sing and lead an orchestra, lead a choir, but then comes into church. Well, back then you couldn't even go to church because it was a total ban, but then would have to be silent. Same person.
Mm. Well, you know, I love the fact that our churches are not cowering. They are standing firm for their freedom that Christ gave them.
You know, and some of these churches, just to one more thing to think about, some of these churches have incredible entertainment and music productions. Mm-hmm. So they're not any different in some of these churches because of their talent, their staffing, their ability to do Christmas plays, Easter plays, other kinds of musical presentations than Hollywood. Some of them rival things that are in Hollywood. But they can't do that. They weren't able to do it. And they still can't do that. But you're right. The pastors we represent, Harvest Rock Church, Harvest International Ministry, which has about 140 or so churches throughout California. We represent all of those in this case. We've been to the Supreme Court now multiple times with this church. And we're now back at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals after we won the total ban on worship that got struck down on February 6, 2021, but these other restrictions are still there. These pastors, particularly Pastor Cheon, who's the founder of Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry, have stood strong. They've stood strong. And as a result of that, revival is taking place. In fact, I was talking to Pastor Che before Easter, and he said that revival is taking place among the churches mm-hmm. in California.
Amen. The harder you press down, the more we run to God.
And you sent me a photo of a church where it had a huge outside service on Easter.
Yeah, that was Calvary Chapel in Chino Hills, continuing to meet and grow, and people are coming to the Lord.
Yeah. And the other Calvary Chapel in San Jose with Pastor Mike McClure, his church continues to meet, despite the fact that they now have about $3 million-plus dollars in fines. Those fines are not intimidating these pastors. And the government, you know, this is amazing, because when we started 2020, I made a real clear distinction when I would talk about persecution versus discrimination. And mm-hmm. we've had discrimination in our country. And obviously we've had real persecution in other places where people get arrested for going to church, they get thrown in jail. And then that came to America with the first pastor arrested in March of 2020 that we represent. And then the criminal threats. And in our case, in fact, we still have the same criminal threatening letter from the Pasadena prosecutor, threatening the pastor, the staff, and the people with criminal charges up to a year in prison and daily fines of $1,000 against people who attend church. Now, that was issued at a time when it was a total ban, but it's still true whenever they exceed 25%. And these churches, you know, one of the things that really hit me, Holly, was the message that Pastor Ken Graves said in his affidavit when we filed it in the court in Maine recently. He said that it would be a sin for him as a pastor to tell people that they cannot come to worship.
Absolutely. He answers to a higher power, not to the government.
Right. So continue to pray for these pastors because it's not over. A revival is taking place, but it has been a difficult road for many of these pastors, still is for many of these pastors and churches. And these governors, these governments, they still want to lock down these churches. They don't want to let them have freedom. And we're going to continue to fight until we make sure that they never return to this place again. Churches must have freedom. People in this country must have religious freedom to worship God. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.